The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.
It's a Netball Show with Flyhawk, with the news that Jess Thilby has announced the teams to face Uganda and the squad that's going to be taking part in that Fast Five tournament. And I've been speaking to her about the selection. Doesn't get much easier for you, does it?
No, it was definitely a big one this time around. A long but really great afternoon of trying to work through who has earned the right to pull the red dress on, and to have 28 players featuring across three international competitions in close proximity it's going to be an exciting month, isn't it?
It's the first time we've spoken since Birmingham. Did Com Games give you a bit of a blank page to work from?
I hope not. I would hope that it's not a blank page at all. I think we've been well aware of kind of the journey and the player group that we've invested time and opportunities in over the last couple of years. And the group that went through Commonwealth Games in so many ways did a brilliant job, and sad that, you know, we came away in that fourth position, but there was so much good in there that we need to make sure we bring with us from this point forwards. And absolutely at the same time, we need to uncover, you know, how we're going to close the margins and the gaps against those best teams in the world when they're playing at their best. And I think that's what major tournaments really do. They kind of focus the attention, and you have to expect everyone to be playing at their best. And I think that's what makes the next couple of weeks so exciting, is that we're hitting a Uganda side who are ranked sixth in the world, but most probably found their best form in the tail end of that tournament, beating South Africa. They're one of their biggest rivals, and then to head straight on into Australia and play them now on home soil as the Commonwealth Games champions, they're exactly the tests that you need and that we have to put ourselves through in now looking very much forward to the World Cup campaign. And not so much a blank canvas, but I think just because of the opportunities afforded to us, it's been really exciting to kind of open up that aperture and to consider more players for these opportunities whilst absolutely having the intent to compete and do well in all of these opportunities, really. So, yeah, you can most probably hear it. I'm super excited, and don't quite know how I'm going to keep up with it all, I think.
So, yeah, that strong test at the Commonwealth Games and a really good opposition for the Roses.
I mean, Uganda will be fantastic. I mean, we obviously know some of their players very well in our Vitality Netball Super League, and Mary and Peace, you know, everybody kind of focuses on them, but they've got so much talent now throughout their team. And they were certainly one that we paid close attention to on our journey through our pool back in August. And I thought we dealt really well to them, actually. I think the winning margin in the end was quite considerable, given the talent that they've got. But as I say, I think thereafter they certainly went on to play better game on game. So I think they're going to come over here full of confidence, really buoyed by their result in their last match, beating South Africa, who were ranked fifth. And, you know, they'll be gunning for us, currently sat fourth. So I think it makes for a really interesting and big challenge for us. And our player group has obviously shifted. Some natural attrition, obviously saying farewell to both Ebony and Stacey after the Commonwealth Games, and also some of our overseas players not available for the Uganda series, but meeting up with us when we move across there in the following week. So, but always, I think the intention would have been, you know, to definitely be looking at those that were just on the periphery, just missed out on Commonwealth Games selection, and, you know, not really because they're not performing well. If anything, I think I said back in May, June time, you know, we've got so many athletes now that have been out on that international stage and proven that they can compete so well. So I think it's brilliant, you know, to see the likes of Fumi and Fran and Liv Sheen and all of those players now getting that opportunity. And it has been earned. And I think it's important that people know that. And, you know, you shouldn't be handed caps for your country easily. But I am really proud and excited that the opportunity is presenting for so many of them to kind of get out on a court, and where better but to be at home as well. You know, it was so humbling to play at home during the Commonwealth Games, and it meant so much to the players and the staff. So we really hope that people will come out in force and get behind what is a slightly different looking Roses team, but still with so many familiar faces in it.
We'll hear from Ellie shortly. Tell me a bit about her and Alice and Liv's for senior international series inclusion?
Yeah, I mean, it's so exciting. I mean, as part of our preparations for the Commonwealth Games, they all joined us over on tour in South Africa. So straight after kind of the Vitality Super League finished, we took those UK-based athletes plus others from the Roses programme over into South Africa for a good training block whilst the SSN and ANZ finished. And I always knew that with the longer term in mind, that those players in particular would massively benefit, whether it's now in the short term or longer term as we head towards Cape Town. I think experiencing those training environments amongst the senior players who were preparing for a major tournament is not to be skipped past, really. And they got to play, you know, against Malawi and South Africa behind closed doors in a training environment. You know, the pressure's different. You know, it was really purposeful practice for us in preparing for Birmingham, but it also was a great opportunity for them to feel what it is to play some of these nations, but without the pressures and the eyes on them. And I think that will in part have helped prepare them for the magnitude of potentially getting some of their first caps, senior caps. So yeah, I think for those of us that have represented our country, nothing beats that kind of that first series. And we've been in camp the last couple of weeks and speaking to the likes of Fumi, you know, and Liv, you know, hearing the emotion that they had when they received that selection email it's such a lovely reminder and really humbling as to how much depth and talent that we've got, who are just have such great desire and passion to want to represent their country. So yeah, I'm very spoiled in that sense, and yeah, really look forward to them making their mark.
We can include Tash and Paige as part of that as well, can't we?
Yeah, I mean, Tash and Paige again have had brilliant seasons for their respective Vitality Netball Super League clubs, and I think been absolutely rewarded with a place in our futures program. And Kat Ratnapala and Shona Forbes have been doing a great job along with all the future staff in kickstarting their training many weeks before the senior group returned to get them in, you know, a good and better and improved physical space, technically and tactically. So we've kind of listened and observed that futures group. And yeah, you know, they've been kind of bubbling away at the top and have definitely kind of pushed themselves into combining with some of our more experienced players. So it makes for a great dynamic.
Really nice as well that you'll be able to welcome Chelsea back since 2018.
Yeah, I mean, we've seen her in between times. We've obviously had Chelsea in Roses camps, I guess a little bit earlier on in my time, but also came over in January and formed part of our training group with the Quad Series. Yeah, I've got so much respect for Chelsea. I think what a fantastic role model for any young aspiring Rose and those young players outside of our programme to kind of look up to. I think it's not simply her longevity, it's the way she goes about her business, it's her loyalty to the team, it's the trust that she has in herself, that she still has so much to offer and give. And I think her robustness to keep going is fantastic. She's brilliant in the environment, a great character, and we all know kind of the journey Chelsea's had in not having contracts, getting a contract, being a training partner with FIVA. And we've certainly always stayed supportive of Chelsea in that space, but also obviously stayed true to what's needed really to put a best foot forward for the Roses. So you've seen the commitments that she's made once again to play overseas back here in the UK, and what a treat for English fans. But yeah, I mean, she's absolutely buzzing to be putting that red dress back on and get a chance to go out against Uganda. So it's been brilliant having her back in camp.
Big supporters of you and the work you do with England Netball. Maybe you understand the fact that George has taken a bit of time away from the game. She does, however, still remain part of the programme.
Yeah, look, I think myself and David Parsons, the performance director, have had a number of conversations with George post Commonwealth Games and afforded her the chance to express what she felt she needed. And we absolutely respect that. I think George has been part of the full-time programme since it started. She was quite young, only 17 when kind of the Roses programme kicked off. And so, you know, she's been in it a long time, although still very young and such a bright future ahead of her. And I think we can all acknowledge the improvement that she's made over the last couple of years. I think to attract, you know, the attention of an ANZ club is part of that. And I think I've really enjoyed working with George. And ever since my first series over in South Africa, you know, she's got more and more court time in the Roses. And I think has really established herself as one of our brightest kind of talents in that shooting end. And we've just, I guess through no fault of anyone's really, we've got such competition now across the squad. And I think George just felt like, you know, the years that she spent in the program, it was feeling to her as though she just needed a little bit more time before everything kickstarted again. And she was part of our reserves and did a fantastic job in what is always a really challenging space. And I hear that, and it is really sad, because I would have loved to have, you know, got G back out onto that international court in these upcoming competitions and opportunities. But it felt for her as though they were just coming around a bit too quick. And I think it's important that we listen to that, and we want the players to feel at their best in our environment and physically and mentally, like, ready to go. And I know George is really excited about getting back to pre-season training with Steele from early November. And she has said herself, she's only ever pictured herself playing for England. She wants to play for England. It's just in the short term feeling as though she just needs a little bit more time. And so we will continue to support George. I will, like, be in touch with her through November, December. So while she moves off programme from a P2 perspective, as most people know, that we've got a P3 route by which players that sit outside the programme can be invited to be considered for selection. And our hope, and I think George's hope, is that, you know, she will find herself in a space, hopefully leading into Christmas, where she may choose to put a name forward for selections for our January competitions and our quad series. And, you know, that would be the best possible outcome. And yeah, you know, I've got a lot of respect for George. She always speaks very openly and honestly, and I hope in return she feels she gets that from us as well. So, you know, the next few months, I'm sure, will fly by. It'll be sad not to see her out there in a red dress, but I'm hopeful that she will be back and raring to go in the not-too-distant future.
Still very much part of the programme. That's great. You'll be looking forward to making the most of the learning opportunities ahead of South Africa. Obviously, the games against the Sheet Cranes and Fast Five return. Got to love a bit of Fast Five.
I know, it's been a while, hasn't it? I think, there are so many learnings, and I think learnings happen, you know, sometimes they're things that we've been doing well that we just need to keep repeating. I think when you talk about Australia, you know, we've played them twice in the last 4 years. We need some more time against them. So it's perfect for us to get these three matches. We need to test and challenge kind of game plan against them and what might work better. And we've also got some new people that will be playing Australia for the first time. So that's really exciting. But yeah, Fast Five, I mean, when you talk about having colour and energy, I mean, that experience is going to be, I think, is going to be perfect to blood some of our players that may be kind of lesser known now for it from an England perspective, but have been certainly bright prospects across our Super League and within the Futures programme. So we don't take for granted that opportunity at all. From my perspective, great to be able to blood some more players to the conditions of an international tournament. And you're doing it in the backyard of one of the strongest netballing nations. So you know it's going to be, from an environmental point of view, it's going to be exciting. It's going to have energy. You know, the eyes will be on everybody, but hopefully to a degree, you know, not piling on too much pressure on our young players from just a pure outcome perspective. You know, we hope that they put an absolutely brilliant kind of performance and showing in, but yeah, to have some fun with it kind of speaks very much to what we believe to be important as well. So yeah, it's a win-win from my perspective, and I'm looking forward to kind of jumping on a plane straight after the Australia series and going over and supporting them as well. So yeah, it'll be awesome.
Tickets for the games versus the Sheet Cranes online at englandnetball.co.uk, and they start from just £10. Jess, thanks again for your time.
Yeah, people, please come and support. Grab your tickets. It'll be a while until you see us back at home again. So come and see some of those new faces.
Hello, it's Nat Panagari.
And among the 15, Ellie Ratu has been called up for her first senior international series. I've been speaking to her about how she's feeling.
I'm really excited just to get an opportunity to kind of be on that international stage and kind of see how I handle it, really, and see what I can do.
Tell me a bit about when you got the call or when you got the email from Jess.
Yeah, I was just at home. We came in the morning, so I was kind of just woken up. Not too bad news to be woken up to, that's for sure. So yeah, I just told my parents when I found out.
didn't run around the house and start screaming around?
I think I'd literally just woken up, so I don't think I had enough energy to do that. I think it sunk in a little bit later on in the day.
The Uganda Games as well, if you get on, they're going to be pretty special, but I suppose for you, it's just been part of the squad.
Oh yeah, 100%. I think it's been great to kind of have a couple of weeks in the environment in the Roses camp with all the girls. And so it's been nice to kind of start making those connections on court. So yeah, kind of looking forward to, you know, any opportunity that I get on court, off court, just enjoy the experience and learn as much as I can.
Just being part of that environment, being welcomed into it pretty quickly.
Yeah, yeah. It's been nice because a few of us were with the Futures for a couple of weeks, and then the rest of the Roses came back and joined. So it was just nice to kind of, like you say, get to know everyone, just get back into the environment. Everyone's really welcoming, really supportive of each other. So it's a really great culture. So I think it's really easy just to fit in and get stuck on with what's going on.
And you'll be learning so much from everybody else as well, just being around them.
Oh yeah, 100%. I mean, you've got such experience in that group of players, especially, you know, with the likes of Layla and Laura Malcolm and Nat and all those that have been to like the Commonwealth Games and other games before that. So it's just so good to have them, you know, just being able to quickly feedback within a drill, within a game, just, you know, little tips and tricks and just things you might not have thought about before. So just to be challenged by them and learn from their experience is amazing.
And you would have seen Fast Five UK version. It's such a dynamic version of the game, isn't it? But you can't wait.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, 100%. It's so different. It's like you say, it's dynamic, it's quick, it's unpredictable at times. It's just a really exciting version of the game. I think it's something that spectators love to see and we also like enjoy playing as well, which is great.
Have you got a little bit of advice for younger players that maybe chasing a place in the national squad? Just stick at it, maybe. What would you say to them?
Yeah, I'd say if you love it, keep going. I think as long as you're enjoying it, then I don't think you can go too wrong. I think, you know, go hard in every training session, make the most of every opportunity that you get on court and in environments where you can learn from other people.
Well, Sophie Drakeford-Lewis has also been named in the squad for those games against the She Cranes and also the Diamonds.
Obviously, every selection into an England squad is really special. And I think the go out there in an England dress in front of a home crowd off the back of the Commonwealth Games, really looking forward to getting out there in front of a home crowd. And hopefully we can put out three really good performances.
And Jess never really has a easy time selecting players, does she?
It's a really hard position for Jess to be in, and so to be selected is really, really special to having another opportunity to put on the England dress.
As a fan as well, how pleased are you with some of the players that will be playing alongside you? There's some big names in there.
Yeah, definitely. It's just really important that we've got more opportunities this year to get out there as a squad and hopefully grow over the season. Obviously, with the World Cup next year, it's going to be really important for us to make the most of these opportunities and learn as much as we can and throughout these next series. For us, it's really important that we use opportunities and get out there and grow.
We saw that wonderful picture yesterday as well, that all the Roses were there in that training environment side by side. That's really special.
Yeah, definitely. It was so nice to have everyone in, the Roses and the Futures all together. We had a couple of sessions where we were all training as one and a part of something a lot bigger than just training for a test series. Like, there are so many staff that are all working so incredibly hard to make netball in this country better than it already is. And so just to be in that environment is so motivating, and it really brings out the best in all of us, seeing how everyone's working so hard. And so, yeah, it was really, really special to have everyone in last week. Definitely made the most of the training week that we had.
Tickets for the games against Uganda are now on sale. Head on over to englandnetball.co.uk, where they start from just £10.
The Netball Show is now also available via Sky HD, Sky Q and Sky Glass. Select sport and we're on the podcast rail.